Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk to the Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Amanda Zwanziger about the Chamber dinner last week. Indianola Chamber of Commerce annual dinner. First off, your first one, but the first in-person event in a couple of years. How did it feel to be able to pull this off here tonight?
It was absolutely a phenomenal night. We had over 180 people come out tonight to celebrate. That just tells you how anxious people were to be back in person, and it was phenomenal. We had an amazing kickoff message about the future of the chamber and our vision and what we believe our role should be, both from a chamber perspective but a community perspective. We rolled out our initiative of Our Time Is Now, and we really, really believe that our community's never been in a better place. We have the right energy, we have the right leadership, and we have the right experiences to just make great things happen. So we launched our tourism initiative tonight. We're excited to tell the community. It's going to be in probably a couple months that we'll be rolling out our new website and our new campaign from a tourism perspective. But overall, that was the first opportunity we had to tell everybody about it here this morning. Or not this morning, but...
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yes,
thanks. We'll jump back to that tourism in just a second, but I know one of the things we talked about when we previewed this was kind of making it more social, more moving around. How do you think you accomplished that tonight with kind of getting everybody downstairs and then upstairs and just a lot more fluid?
Yeah, so we wanted to kick off the night with fun and excitement, and that's where the launching of the tourism campaign made sense down in the Black Box. If people haven't visited Principal Black Box, it's a great place to be able to do like a major announcement. So we did a social cocktail hour down there, and then we were able to come upstairs to Hubble Hall, which was beautifully decorated, to be able to celebrate the people in the chamber and the people in our community that were making such a big difference. And so we recognized our award winners, and we did that following just a kind of a free-flow dinner. We had dinner stations that people were able to network and still talk. I think that was really what it was all about, was just reconnecting. So we didn't want everybody to sit at a plated dinner and have it be stuffy. So following that, we had our award ceremony, and it was awesome hearing people hoop and holler. We had some amazing award winners and major support systems that came to cheer them on. And then we wrapped things up with our speaker, Eric Recker, with the message of hashtag win the now, which was a great message about really kind of not looking back, just looking to the future, getting ready to scale a big mountain, doing it at the right pace, and doing it collectively as a community.
What did it mean to have the community partners here tonight? I know everyone had their own way of chipping in. What did that mean for the chamber and also for the community?
I tell you what, we have just an amazing network of not just businesses, but community organizations. We had nonprofits here. We had our Indianola High School or Indianola School District here. We had Simpson College. We had the city. We had representatives from the Senate, as well as our business community. And I just think it just goes to show the tremendous amount of support that the chamber has by business leaders throughout our community. And then from a sponsorship standpoint, we're just so grateful for the generosity, both from a financial perspective, but also from an in-kind perspective. I'd say probably 80% of our sponsorships for this event are in-kind. So it's people doing blood, sweat, and tears and working. And you know, like Audrey Fusco at Studio Fusco was literally correcting my mistakes last minute and pulling things off. That's what makes this event special is just the business effort that goes into our Indianola Chamber of Commerce business annual event.
Well, before I let you go, one more. We don't have to go through all of it right now, but the talking points of the new tourism initiative that you released to the public here. Again, I'll probably do a bigger one later on as you kind of continue to roll that out, but some of the big points you wanted to share at this time.
Yeah, so we launched the tourism initiative and brand of Experience Indianola with the tagline, "The Sky's the Limit." You know, we have so much to offer in our community. The sky's the limit when it comes to the opportunities of things to do, places to stay, things to eat, all the things tourism related, but also when it comes to the quality of life, the educational opportunities that we have. And then the sky's the limit when it comes to our balloons. And then the third piece of that tagline I'm saving for a rollout here when we get things buckled up. But, you know, there's a big vision that we have. We need to be, in order to be the community that is, that we can be, and in order to be a sustainable community, we need to grow. And tourism is a strategy to grow. 60% of people move somewhere because they visited there. We don't want to grow like the rest of the suburbs in Des Moines. We want to grow at the right pace. And tourism is going to help us do that. And I think everybody here collectively agrees we're on the right path. We've got to go the right pace, just like Eric Recker said. But we've got a vision and we've got a brand, and we're really excited to roll it out.
Thanks to Amanda Zwanziger for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.